The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Woodstrom today. Hello, Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Eric is president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank and is going to be my co-host this morning. You know, Linda's off on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and so I asked Eric if he'd like to come in and enlighten us on banking and things like that, which I think is something that we all need to talk about, is the economy plus other things. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, of course, is here, and what's the weather look like?
Proof that all things are relative, Carl, as we hit a balmy 102 degrees today. It'll be a few degrees warmer tomorrow. Then it tapers off, and we drop into sweater weather for the rest of the week with highs in the 90s. Of course, only people in Northern California get that humor. Overnight low will be in the mid-60s. And right now in Redding, we are at about 65 degrees, clear skies for the foreseeable future, and this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business that provides your propane needs. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, I want to do a shout-out to, and I don't know his name, but he is an international airline pilot based out of Singapore.
Okay.
From the Redding area. He listens to the show.
Yes.
Every day. He says because he likes to hear what's going on in our town. So, shout out to you, buddy. I don't know where you're at, but we just heard about, Linda heard about it last night.
Fantastic.
And, yeah. And so, and he likes to hear what's going on in the city. And we know we talk a lot about local stuff. Anyway. Okay. I got another shout out. I don't usually do this, but if you remember when I was we talked about how the air conditioner blew out on Friday right before the dinner party, and everybody was really great and all that, but that how Alliance had heating air had run down and tried to fix it, but it was the compressor. I belong to American Home Shield, and I called them. Of course, they get us a company's name. Then I hear on Saturday the same company is just overloaded with people, and I mean they can't even get to people that have got they've already got the equipment. They can't even get to them for another 2 weeks. It's been a month when some people haven't had air conditioning. I called American Home Shield and said this is what's going on, and they tried to find somebody that could expedite what we have because the house is 100 degrees. And when they couldn't, they allowed us to find somebody. Of course, you know, we picked Alliance Heating and Air, who then said, hey, look, these are the specifications. And American Home Shield came through, said, you know, except for the California, there's this one part that they don't cover, and I really can't blame them on this, is California's got its own strange rules that we have to plunk money down for. But they're going to inside and out the whole thing. They're refixing the whole thing.
Redo your whole
thing. And of course, Martin and his people over the line.
Good for you.
Boom, they're there. So I want to do a shout-out to American Home Shield because a lot of times – they don't have to do that. They could have made it, but they didn't do it. And we've had this, they've replaced, by the way, this unit like 6 years ago. So they're going in, you know, and when this was pointed out to them, they're coming in with a whole new way of doing it. So you've got American Home Shield. That's all I can say is, you know, thank you to them.
So there you go.
There's my shout outs. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
We just saw that it was just announced that President Obama said that the GDP was growing by 3%, 3.5% or something like that.
Wow. I mean, that's hard to believe. Yeah. Where? Even the Federal Reserve won't say that.
Yeah, indeed, the Federal Reserve said it was like 1.2,
right.
Wasn't it?
Right.
For the last
that
might years, have
been creative, you know,
well, if, maybe,
economics.
Maybe if you took the average for the last 8 years and this year and you add them together,
you might get close to 3.2.
But yeah. You're not going to even get 3 out of that.
No.
So what's going on with this?
Well, our economy nationally is just kind of putting along. It's It's better than most of the world, but it's not as robust as it, as we're used to, you know, if you look back historically. But, you know, and a lot of it's impacted by what's going on in the rest of the world. Our exports are down, and the foreign exchange rates are such that American goods are more expensive. And so there's not, you know, the European countries and are not buying as much of American goods. So it's slowing us down a little bit. But we're doing better than the rest of the world. And, you know, if we start looking regionally and locally, we're coming out of, we're doing better. It's not robust. Our little economy up here.
Yeah, you know, but what's going on up here? You know, they say we're always we're the last to kick back and then the last to get going again.
Yes.
I don't know if the first one is true, but well, what do you see about that up here? I mean, are we starting to come back up here?
Well, we're seeing, you know, slow but steady job growth, I think, is what we're seeing. And you know, we're seeing a little diversity in some of the industries. We're seeing, you know, some of these startups starting to take hold and growing out of, out of the garage, so to speak, and into a little bit stronger businesses. But we're not seeing anything dramatic like we saw, 10, 12 years ago, mm-hmm. or through other cycles. And we have to remember, too, we've been on a kind of a long, long, long recovery. This is we hit the bottom of things about, 2008, and we've been on a slow recovery since then. 9, 10, 11 we were bumping along the bottom, and it's kind of come back a little bit, but slowly.
But still, a GDP of only 1.3%.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't even.
You know, when you look historically, that's anemic.
Even keep up with inflation, does
right.
it?
Right.
I don't understand that either. Is how can they not give raises to Social Security and all these people? Because they say, oh well, the index shows that there was no inflation. I mean, when we all know, because I guess they're talking about gas prices. Because
that's one of gas prices are one of the largest large influence on inflation.
Seems to me
food
prices have gone up.
Yep,
everything's gone up. I don't know. When I hear an economist speaking about these things,
it's all double talked. Huh?
Why is let's take a break here. I want to talk about the stock market. Because frankly, I don't understand the stock market very well. I'm sure that you do, though.
No.
I'll
comment on
it. You'll comment. You can comment on it, though. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom of Five Star Bank. He's the president of Northern Division up here.
Have you noticed that the people who actually know something about stocks can't tell us anything? Have you noticed this?
the reason is there's really no secrets to it.
There's no secrets to it. It's just
other than what goes on behind the doors that we don't hear about till a week later.
But are you telling me there's a man behind the curtain that we should be looking at?
Okay. When he pulls that big lever.
When he pulls that big lever.
And 1 minute late.
And the flame comes. It's the flame, boss. It's the flame. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages of this portion of the show brought to you by Ted Leidy over there at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted has a team of professional NRA instructors. All of them are NRA instructors, card-carrying NRA instructors. And they provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California and working his way down to Southern California. This is what Ted does. This is his business. He's traveling all the time, teaching classes. He's got his instructors out there teaching classes. Provides weapons and ammo for people that do not have a handgun yet and will help them select the right handgun for their purposes. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction, plus advanced classes for those who have taken the initial CCW and want to learn more. I always, always, always recommend people learn more. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. 65 degrees right now in our fair city. Going up to 101 today. Oh, you know what? Hasn't hit that 111 for a while. We'll be right back.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom here. Eric Wittstrom, president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank, is my co-host today. It's 7:18 in the morning, and it is 65 degrees, going up to 101 today, thanks to... The report is always from Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. I tell you, they've got it all there. They've got brand new machines. If you want to, you know, anything from rowing to elliptical to stair climbers, and then, of course, all the weightlifting machines plus free weights, every type of free weight there, and spinning classes, yoga, and, of course, the Boheme Spa in there. Does it get any better than this? Yes. They also have an indoor saltwater pool with classes in there, resistance training. Linda uses that, and what great results she's had. All of this down at Wellgate Sports Club, Bob.
And Rich Novelli and family looking very refreshed after coming back off their vacation.
All went up yesterday. To Alaska there, yeah. And,
big you know, cruise.
And they had a,
with 3,000 of their closest.
Well, it sounds like they all had a good friend. Yeah. I mean, there's like 21 of them going on this cruise.
Yeah.
Anyway, give them a call, 768-1205. You're not going to find a better place in town. I tell you, it's great. It's hot out there. It's too hot to go out and run on the trail. So you go into the air-conditioned areas and sweat it up. You know, then you, well, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know,
since you got to carry a full combat pack when you go out on the river.
Oh, that's true. You know, at least you don't have to carry your pepper spray and a 38 snub nose.
And a baton.
or the Kevlar vest. Hey, okay, I'm here again with Eric Woodstrom, the Five Star Bank president up there of the Northern Division here. The stock market.
Yes.
Okay, I see the stock market higher than it's ever been, yet I read an article where people are just pulling out. A lot of investors are backing off.
Yes.
To me, how can that be?
Well, I think
You know, and I read the same stuff you do. I try and interpret it. I, you know, don't get too bundled up into it. Remember, it was only 30 days ago that the world was falling apart with Brexit, and, you know, and the stock market plummeted, and the world, you know, and all of our wealth was gone, and yada da 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 da.
That took it, almost what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, almost. Almost, as I'm looking at it, dipped down to just almost 17,000. Now it's up to 18.3 or 18.4 today. And, you know, that market, if you watch the Dow Jones average, which is the, you know, the widely used average as the kind of the bellwether on the stock market, it's going to change a lot every day. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be events in the world, events locally or in our country, you know, a new jobs report, a manufacturing report, housing report, and they're all going to influence it to some extent, and then it's going to come back to where the investors or the true kind of deep pocket investors are driving it. But I think that your point is a much more important one, is that a lot of there are a number of the deep pocket heavy investors and funds that are pulling out, converting their stock into cash, taking some gains, you know, that they built up now, and for a couple reasons. One, it's at historic highs, and you don't make money by buying high, selling low. You make money by buying low, selling high. So they're pulling off and going on the side and waiting to see, you know, what the economy is really going to do, but probably more importantly, what's going to happen in November.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And the other investments, too. I mean, there's other investments out there. But, you know, the thing is that during the Bush administration, I didn't follow it, okay? I'll just tell you, because I was doing other things in my life. But it was like 8,000. That was like 8,000 or something like that, 8 or 9, something. It's something like that.
Yeah.
And then now here it is, what, 18,000?
18,000. 18,003.
And yet we've gone through the worst recessions since the Depression. You know, How does it blow up like that when everybody, I mean, there's the we've got more people out of work. I mean, when you look at it, truthfully, we've got, the wages have stayed stagnant. You've got businesses shutting down.
Right.
How can the Dow get so high?
Remember what the Dow is? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is adding up 30 companies.
Right.
It's all it really is.
It's all 30 companies.
Yeah, it's 30 companies and then it's weighted. There's a mathematical calculation. There'll be a company that'll drop out, a new one put in. They do some math to kind of equalize it. But it's the stock value of those 30 companies. And so as they are more profitable, or the perception is their future is going to be better, value goes up. And so much, we've moved from, and at least in my business lifetime, from where a lot of investment decisions were made on analytics, they're now, a lot more are made on emotion. And in the feeling of the market, and consumer confidence, and a lot of measurements that are hard,
for those
of us that are black and white, you either have a dollar in your account or you don't have a dollar in your account. It's kind of hard to get a grip on it because a lot of the changes in the stock prices aren't based on analytics. I mean, Brexit's a great example. The market cratered, and it was because of a lot of pundits, maybe so-called experts, but people that are at least visible and noisy, and have a pulpit, to the world through the internet or through cable TV or through, projecting that, trying to guess what's going to happen if Britain pulls out of the EU. And then it all came back. What really happened was a lot of people made a lot of money because
they took advantage of it,
like probably now. People are at historic highs.
Sold out like crazy.
Yeah, get on the sidelines while you can.
They sold a lot right there. As soon as that was done, they sold. And then when it crashed, they bought.
I mean, practically, whoever becomes our president, there's a lot of anxiety worldwide on, from an economic point of view. And so they're going to wait and take advantage of that anxiety. Anxiety creates stock price drops. Buy low, sell high.
Well, I mean, that's you always hear that. Mm-hmm. Well, when you say that there's the Dow Jones is 30 companies.
Right.
Yet when you see all these stock listings, now that's different though, right?
Right.
Okay, that
you know, there's a NASDAQ is more active now than the New York Stock Exchange, but you know, but has been for years. And when you look at a NASDAQ index, it's an average of a lot more stocks. So the Russell 2000 is 2,000 companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it gets a better feel for it. But they all kind of parallel each other.
So all those have gone up too then?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Crazy.
Well, you know, it is. And the one thing that I've always been told is that no matter what happens, just stay there. Stay with it. Because it'll come back. It may take it a couple of years, but it'll come back, and you're going
to
make
there money. Is a time to get out, though.
Yeah, there probably is.
When you know, when it's high.
Yeah. And so when you go out, and, yeah, if you can pick those and then sell everything you have and put the
sell
money.
Sell portion of it. Put on the side.
Put the money in beef cattle.
Or beef cattle.
Or beef cattle. I'm going to take a break. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom. You know, Eric looks at me and says, I don't have enough time to teach you economics 101.
I might just be talking through my teeth, too.
No, because a lot of people, you know, I mean, a lot of people have this, is that, you know, with the economy kind of still in the doldrums and the GDP only like 1.2, yet you see the stock market up here, 18,000, you know, screaming.
The American worker doesn't feel the benefit
They don't get the you know, and because these companies which are making money are moving overseas in many cases.
They have a huge financial motive, you know, incentive to do that. Our government has allowed them to do that.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Well, all right. There we go.
It's 7:26 in the morning, 7:27 in the morning right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We're talking economics. We're also going to be talking some politics here, even though he probably can't get into it like I get into it. You know, and one of it's going to be about the nation divided. And I do want to talk to you about this. This was really I think this one was a good poll. Usually I look at polls in a very, you know, a very jaundiced view of polls. But this one I kind of believe this one's probably true because it sounds like it fits in other things I've read. And how, you know, how I just feel, too. So I guess that's if you agree with it, it must be right type thing. But I think this one is something that we need to talk about the division of our country right now.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, you're looking for any type of jewelry from estate jewelry to actually made for you, designed and built for you. You go to Four Winds Jewelry. They have the only trained watch repairman there. In the whole area, everything's at Four Winds Jewelry. You can't get a better deal or more honest people than Four Winds Jewelry, where Linda and Trish do all their shopping. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30 at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back after these messages.
I remember when I lost my
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Woodstrom. Good morning, it's Tuesday. Right here, it is 7:31 and 48 seconds past the hour of 7. 101 today, 65 degrees right now. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. And Jeff knows what he's doing. He's been in the business a long time. And whether it's a chip, a very small chip, or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And here, get this. He guarantees his work, money-back guarantee. Where are you going to get that anywhere? Where do you get that anywhere? Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. It's at 3208 South Market, or give him a call at 241-8373. Like I said, Jeff Wirst, it's a veteran-owned business. He's doing a great job. Hey, we're here, Eric Wittstrom and I. Of course, Eric's the president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank.
Great to be here.
Joining us today. You know, he comes in occasionally. You know, and but we're here with Craig Wages from the Redding Rancheria, and you all have something that's really great going on here tomorrow, in fact, and it's free, and everybody's invited. Talk
yes,
to us about
it's
it.
It's a free health fair event, so we want to welcome everybody to come on down to the Wind River Event Center and discover some health. We're going to do all kinds of free screenings. Now, this is a great opportunity to come and find out some stuff about your health. I mean, we can get some life-saving information, help you feel better. You know, it's a good opportunity for the community to come out and get some free help.
Okay, now what kind of screenings are they going to be doing, Craig?
Oh, we're going to have blood pressure, body fat analysis, cholesterol, diabetes, and a whole bunch more. We're actually going to have the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center team members there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about diabetes is there's a lot of people that could be pre-diabetes, everything you read in the paper. Mm-hmm. And if they find out that you're pre-diabetes, at that point you can treat it, and so it won't go on anywhere. But you have to be tested to find out about it.
Yes.
And
yes.
Everything they're going to be testing for is free.
Yep, totally free. We're also going to have lots of health vendors, health-related items come in there, and giving away free stuff as well. So you can always
free
come and get,
stuff.
Yeah, get that bag, fill it up, and who knows what you might find. There's all kinds of stuff there. And we're going to also have stuff for the kids because we want to get them interested in living a healthy lifestyle.
No, you'll take kids. Can you do the same thing with kids?
Yeah.
They can be also
they have
the
legal guardian there.
Okay, so they can be tested for everything then too, high blood mm-hmm. pressure. And it's hard to imagine kids with high blood pressure. But I guess it's true. But kids pre-diabetes in today's society, we have a lot of kids, you know, that are pre-diabetic. their lifestyles are different than it was when we were growing up, and they we have a society that's gained a lot of weight. That's one of the things I like about renting Rancheria. Not only do you take care of yourselves and your people in the Rancheria and over at Wind River and everything with I think you belong to, you have your own health clubs and you have gym memberships and all these things, so all your people can work out and take care of themselves, and plus, you know, all these other things you do.
Yeah, we definitely want to focus more on the person. It's not just about our team members and helping them, you know, because they work there, but let's help them live good lives. And then if we can branch out and help our community, it's a win-win.
It just works for everybody.
Yeah.
Started that new clinic. You just opened that new clinic, too.
Yeah, Churn Creek Healthcare. They're going to be there
as well.
Churn Creek
Healthcare. And then for people that don't know, we talked about this before when Gary was on, Gary Hayward. Mm-hmm. And you're opening this up to everybody that's on Medi-Cal.
Yes.
And this is, you're expecting 6,000 patients, something like this. I forget how many people you can help, but it's a huge number that can't be helped as easily in the rest of Reading. And y'all have just, it's not going to be for anybody else but Medi-Cal.
Yeah, it caters directly to them. Yeah.
What a great thing that is. I mean, you know what? You all, and I never miss a chance to say how much we appreciate everything Reading Rancheria does for our community.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes my job a lot easier. I know that people out there appreciate it. That's good for me personally, but, you know, I know that all of us there, we are committed to that. It's not just helping the company, but helping people, you know.
So what do you do there?
I'm a training specialist. I actually do, our guest service trainings.
Okay.
I can help work on communication, leadership, motivation, whatever you may need. I can get out there and get some enthusiasm.
Get them motivated.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that.
We're here with Craig Wages, who's talking about the big event down at Wind River, and it's free screenings for, diabetes, cholesterol, heart. What else we got there, buddy?
Blood pressure, body fat analysis, and it's tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Event Center and also the community center. So we got two different spots.
Two different locations.
And then in between there, we got a bunch of craft vendors because nothing makes you feel better than actually looking good. So they got like jewelry and clothing and stuff like that, you know, to help with that stuff.
Help round it out.
Yeah, you got to have that physical beauty, that mental beauty, you know.
Yeah, no reservations needed. You just walk in, and it's like we said, it's all free.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Come on down. We'll have some fun. Lots of information.
Might even be a healthy snack down there.
Yes. We got actually fruit donated from Pro Pacific, and we'll have it out throughout the areas, and people can just grab the fruit and eat away.
There you go.
Cookie Monster is going to be there, too, for the kids. I can't forget about him. You know,
but these are not real cookies they're giving. They're giving away fruit cookies.
Yes. Made of apples.
They're giving them little apples.
Apple slices.
Yeah, Cookie Monster gives a little kid an apple slice. What the heck is this?
At least have peanut butter to dip it in.
Yeah, you have no peanut butter. Hey, okay, Craig. Thanks a lot. And thanks so much again for everything you all do.
Excellent. Thank you. Right on, Eric. Right on, Carl.
Thanks, all right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Perfect.
The dark side's called love, love and misery. She'll never know this till I feel. The blood of the shadows is lost like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that I blind. Slip to the dark side across our line.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's Lady Bod and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bod. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bod and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bod, but Linda, of course, is off on Tuesday, so I have Eric Woodstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank here, my friend. It's 530-605-4567 is our phone number. It's 65 degrees going up to 101. I bet when we check that, it's by the time we hit 8 o'clock, it's going to be a lot warmer.
Yes.
By then. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. I tell you what, you're looking for a place, you're looking for an organization or a business that can help you during your time of need. It's Sharon Clark.
Sure.
Whether it's short period of time or extended periods of time, Sharon Clark is the one that can help you. If you've been in for surgery or you've been, you've got a problem that you need help around the house, call Sharon Clark. She's interviewed every one of her employees. She's interviewed them. They've been background checked. They've been vetted. They are insured. They're bonded. They've got them all. And Sharon's going to figure out which one of her employees is going to fit best into your family. And you can't get any better than that. Businesswoman of the Year and Business of the Year here in town. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Okay.
Okay.
Eric, there's a poll.
Yes.
I don't know if you read that this morning.
No.
It was on the front page of the Record Search. Like, now, usually on polls, I have a jaundiced view of polls.
All
because,
right.
One, who do you ask the questions to? And what exactly is the question? You know, I mean, you can fix polls. This poll seemed to have more of what I've been reading in everywhere else, and maybe part of it is what I believe, but this poll says the nation is more, well, you know, and so it goes back to, again,
that's
what
funny.
You believe. Anyway,
right.
Nation is more divided than ever. Neither candidate, this is the vast majority of them, neither candidate has what it takes to pull the nation together.
Well, it's probably, that's a big statement, but I, when you look at what's going on, let's go back in time. Let's go back to when there were 17 Republican candidates. Would you have picked Donald Trump as the one that was going to survive that?
No. I wouldn't have.
I think that just about that most people, if they answered that honestly, would have said no.
Right.
And you know, and Hillary too.
Would you have thought Bernie Sanders would have had that much traction?
No.
And he wouldn't have if it had been anybody else but Hillary.
Right. Right.
But he had that much traction.
So, you know, the circumstances, the results are, are due to the circumstances. It's just it was a survival show.
Yeah,
both of them survived.
It was a reality show.
And beat people along the way. And but both candidates, you know, have
they're
very,
carrying they're carrying not th- just
there's
the luggage.
There's a clear divide, you know, what people believe. People there's a strong feeling for or against both of them, and I think there's, you know, as all the polls have said, there's a very strong feeling against both of them.
There is. And here's the thing, is that people believe that they don't have principles. It's you can't have leadership without principles.
Correct.
Not true leadership.
Yes.
Randall
Thank
Hipley
goodness.
Just walked in, and it says, vote Whig. He can't possibly be worse. Whigs to the rescue. We're going to talk about that when he comes in.
I hear an internet meme about the dude from New Mexico. I don't know.
Gary
if that's
Johnson. Somebody. Somebody
the
just said in here from
Mexico,
on the chat room. What about libertarians? But let's go. Let's continue on about this poll. 81% of Americans, though, believe this country is the greatest country in the world, or in the top three, and that's a good sign. The older you are, the more you feel like the country is the greatest nation in the world.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, and they all agree, though, is that the median politicians, thumbs down, big thumbs down on both groups, that they can't talk to each other. You've got the media, you know, taking sides and helping to push the divisions.
Well, they're looking for a story. And when there isn't a story, they make a story. And it doesn't, you know, and analyze a word or a statement or, you know, and interpret and put their opinion on it. And then all of a sudden try and make news out of it. Well, and, you know, that's the nature of the media today. It's not going to change. It's just what it is.
Well, when cable started.
That was a long time ago.
And you had 24. Yeah, but when you started, when you came on, I think it was CNN. Right. When you did 24 hours a day news, you got to fill it. And then you get the multi-million-dollar pundits that are up there that make their money saying these things and for saying outrageous things. And I'm both sides and in the middle there. So then that drives it. Now, President Obama was elected, and there was, I thought, a great chance for a unity in this country. But as it turns out, we're divided worse now than we were before he was elected, as hard as that is to think. And people will say it's because, and you'll read someplace, it's because it's racist. The whole thing is racist because they don't like it because he's black. I that is too simplistic an answer for me. That's just too simplistic an answer. Though Occam's razor says sometimes the simplest answer is the correct answer. I see other divisions, though, that since he's been in there, that it seems to have been, you know, pushed and widened, the economic divisions in our country, the rural-urban divisions, and businesses. And businesses being painted, large businesses are being painted as being bad. And, of course, banks, you guys are bad people.
We were, pillared. Strapped to the post and pillared.
Well, not by Hillary, though. I mean, of course, when Hillary, of course, likes you guys and said nice things about you.
Only when she's speaking.
For $250,000, $300,000 at a time, at a whack, and she won't tell us what was in the speeches. Of course, so I'm sure that she was castigating all those people. And they're saying, you guys are,
bad people.
So here we are. Our country is in a doldrum still of an economic recession. We're divided more than anybody. And there's one of the people that they talked to in the poll that is a Civil War historian, which I thought was really interesting. And he said, it appears that the country has only been divided this much one time before. And that was in the 1850s. And, I mean, I don't see an armed insurrection going up, I don't think. But I think it's true. So So when they were asked this question, what will bring us back together again? The belief of freedom and liberty, patriotism. Some said a natural disaster that will pull us back together. And I hate to say it, but 9/11 pulled us together for a short period of time, and then we blew that one. What can bring us back together? I don't know. Is that above our pay grade there?
Well, what we'd all like to believe would bring us back together is leadership, but I don't know that that's gonna. I don't know that that's gonna happen for at least 4 years.
Do you think we're going to stumble through disharmonious four years from either one of them, and then somebody else walks in?
The country's
and takes
always,
it?
Risen above politics and move forward. And I think that's the American way. That's the way our country and our culture is. Would it be helpful to have a good, strong leader, leading us forward? Absolutely, and make things. Make us all feel better about our country, but we'll persevere. Policies with Democrats and Republicans, controlling different parts of the government, things don't change too quickly, thank goodness. And regardless of what either side is promoting, and we'll get through it. Our businesses and our economic strength is there.
No matter what
there.
They do, the people of the United States will rise above it.
I think so. I think so. I strongly believe that. I think that we'll all persevere. We all get frustrated from time to time.
But we need to do that as a people, without politicians. So, we need leadership. I don't think the leadership you're going to see is from the politicians.
Right.
I think the leadership is going to come from the communities that start doing things, in a small community like Reading that pulls ourselves together and does things. And then it gets into the Shasta County.
Move beyond politics.
You move beyond politics here. I think of any place that's ripe for a non-aligned party, it would be Northern California.
Yeah.
I mean it. I think that if there came to be, somebody with leadership and with a vision, that person, whether he or she, could be elected to Congress.
Right.
From this district. I think that there's enough independent thinkers here in Northern California that would do that.
I agree with you. And it won't matter. I mean, it'll matter a little bit what party they're with, but it won't matter that much what party they're with.
Well,
if the caucus if the voters if the people that vote believe that that person's going to make good decisions for our benefit,
yep. Not the party's benefit.
Right.
Yeah, represent what we up here believe in. And are not beholden to big bucks. And there's another problem: is how do you ever going to reform the amount of how are you ever going to reform the amount of money in politics when the people making that decision are politicians?
Yeah, it's ungodly the amount of money that's thrown out there, especially at the state level and national elections.
Well, I think. There's some people that came in and wrote checks for like $1 million, $2 million to Clinton. $2 million. I mean, why? And how can people not expect that? Well, Trump said it. Oh no, I did it because I expected her to pick up the phone when I called, and she did. I mean, you think about that. Yeah. I expected her to pick up the phone
when I called her,
and she did. So, how many other people are out there, when the phone rings, they pick it up and go, oh, okay. Hey, I'd like you to think really seriously about this. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, it'd be interesting to really know what goes on. I think we all have a kind of a jaded look at money and politics. Practically, how much does it influence them? I don't know. If
it takes money to be elected.
It takes money to be elected. It's a necessary part of it. If someone mm-hmm. said, here I'm this business group, I'm going to give you X amount of money, pick up the phone when I call. there's nothing wrong with picking up the phone. You probably pick up the phone all day long.
I can pick up the phone and listen to you.
But if you have, you know, and you may agree with their point of view all the time. Mm-hmm. I imagine that 85 or 90% of the time, you know, the views are aligned. It's that 10% where they want something that you're not comfortable with that really is, you know, where the rubber meets the road.
I'll take that under consideration. Yeah. That kind of answer.
Yeah, I may not be able to support it.
Nah, I don't know about that one, buddy. Hey, moving on. Zika cases.
Oh, no. Who's Zika? Oh,
my gosh.
That's quite the buzz in the news right now.
Well, that's quite the buzz. I like that. Mosquitoes. Now you have local mosquitoes that are carrying the Zika virus in Miami. So you got any vacations going on down there?
I'm not going to.
I tell you what. You know, okay, here's the thing is, I don't know if you've ever spent any time down in lower Florida, but I have down in the Keys. But Key Largo. I spent a week down there doing diving and doing some stuff down there in Key Largo. I cannot begin to tell you. This was, you know, a couple of decades ago, but I can't imagine it's changed very much. The mosquitoes coming out of the swamps there were so bad that when you sat at an outdoor bar,
they could pick up little children.
Two of them could. You'd sit at an outdoor bar and or you know, on the veranda out there, and they hand you a can of industrial strength bug spray that you spray on your body, as everybody wears shorts on it because it's just hotter than hell.
Yeah.
You spray on your legs and all that, and you just pass it down the bar, and everybody's spraying themselves. And when people would leave their cars in the evening, they'd have their windows rolled up and air conditioning on because of the mosquitoes. And when you go to a convenience store, you almost would run to the convenience store because they were swarms of mosquitoes. They'd bite you through tennis shoes and right through your shirts and all this. And they would have the vector guys coming around the neighborhoods with these trucks that were just pumping out
big sprayers.
So you go out with a beer and hand it to the guy and talk to him. So he would sit there and drink a beer with you, say hello, and meanwhile he is just pumping the area right there. So you'd see people doing that.
Boy, that's got to be helpful.
It is. Well, yeah, but you know what? But mosquitoes. I mean, so I'm thinking is that here it is, a Zika virus is in Miami, and now it's being carried by the local mosquitoes as opposed to foreign mosquitoes, I guess. There you go again. Here's that policy, just letting foreign mosquitoes in.
Immigrant mosquitoes.
We have immigrant mosquitoes, non-documented immigrant mosquitoes that are bringing the Zika virus.
I didn't know we were
even
going to go there today. I wish I'd been better prepared for that one.
I'm not going to address Mr. Khan.
No.
And I'll tell you why. Is I love his son who fought for our country and died. I love him. I love him like a brother. Never knew him. Never will know him, but I love him like a brother. And I don't know him. I don't never seen him. I didn't care what religion he is, but I love him like a brother. I think this whole thing is a tragedy. What's going on in his name? One that his father brought it up and was standing on him. As far as I'm concerned, to chastise Trump. I think that was a horrible mistake. I think him asking what Trump has done without asking what Mrs. Clinton has done when she voted for this war, or what Mr. Obama has done with continuing this war. I mean, so the whole thing is a tragedy, and there is enough blame on both sides. And unfortunately, this young man's name is being used.
He's being drugged through the streets.
It's almost like it's like the contractors in Fallujah that were dragged through the streets. You know, I mean, and Trump, you've got a lot of things here that you shouldn't have done. But Mr. Khan, your son sacrificed his life for this country. He sacrificed his life. He gave the highest, you know, he could do no more. And now he's being used for a political purpose.
Yep.
And Mr. Khan works for Hillary Clinton. He works in a law firm that does her taxes and all this stuff. You know, this whole thing was just horrible. There's enough blame to go around on this. And unfortunately, this young man, this young hero, has been drugged through the streets like this. I find it just horrifying. I just find it horrifying that they would do something like that. That one, that Clinton would sink to this, and then that Trump would say these stupid things he says. Anyway, take the bait. Yeah, take the bait and go after it. Instead of just saying, you know, I value your son's life. I value what he's done. I appreciate it. I love him for doing what he did for this country. And if you want to ask who's done what for our country, you might start on your own side. That's all you would have to have said. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got Randall Hempling here. Now, Randall Hempling, besides being a big guy in the medical stuff, is a professional poker player, and that's kind of what we want to talk about, that and many more things when it comes to health. And get him involved in the fight, because he's ready to talk politics, too. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Eric Woodstone.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says officials are finding it challenging to eradicate mosquitoes in a part of Miami where 14 people appear to have contracted the Zika virus. CDC Director Tom Frieden told ABC's Good Morning America officials issued a rare travel warning advising pregnant women to avoid Miami's Wynwood Arts District because mosquito counts are still high in that area. Meantime, Florida Governor Rick Scott told CBS's This Morning health officials are on top of the problem.
So 1 square mile north of downtown Miami, we're very active at making sure we're controlling the mosquitoes. We have not found any mosquitoes. We've tested over 20,000 of them statewide that have the Zika virus.
Meantime, the CDC stressing it is possible that the mosquitoes are resistant to the insecticide being used to try and drive them out of that area of Miami-Dade County. For the fifth time in the past 2 weeks, federal judges tossing out a voter ID law.
This time, a North Dakota law requiring voters to show an ID at the polls. The 2015 law required voters to have one of only three types of identification, a state-issued driver's license or ID, or a tribal ID. A U.S. judge said the law placed a disproportionate burden on Native American voters. Lawyers for the plaintiffs offered a study which showed the number of Native Americans without acceptable IDs was almost double that of non-Native Americans. In the past 2 weeks, voter ID laws have also been tossed in North Carolina, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Texas.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. Car makers reporting lower sales in July thanks to the hot weather keeping buyers inside. GM says its sales fell 2%. Fords were down by 3%. A charter bus veered off a Central California freeway before dawn today and struck a pole head-on. Five people were killed at the site. Five others hospitalized. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
Aetna is calling off its public insurance exchange expansion plans for next year as it becomes the latest big insurer to cast doubt on the future of a key element of Obamacare.
The nation's third largest insurer says significant challenges faced by the state-based exchanges are forcing the company to withdraw its expansion plans and think about its future participation in the 15 states where it currently sells coverage. Aetna was planning to expand to a few states like New Jersey and Indiana for 2017. The Hartford, Connecticut insurer earlier said it had lost over $100 million on its exchange business last year, but company leaders said they thought the exchanges still might represent a good business opportunity. Jeremy House reporting.
Stocks opening mostly lower on Wall Street, worries over the financial health of Europe's banks, and skepticism, meanwhile, about the Japanese government's latest stimulus package have been weighing on global markets. Oil did rebound after a day's long slide. Breaking news at townhall.com. Been hoping and waiting for a vacation that's out of this world? Well, your wish may come true sooner than you expected, as Rich Thomason reports.
Virgin Galactic says it has received an operating license for its space tourism rocket from the FAA. The company says the operating license awarded by the FAA's Office of Commercial Space Transportation will ultimately permit commercial operations.
Virgin Galactic says the licensing process involved a review of the system's design, safety analysis, and flight trajectory analysis.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Since 1979, the federal government has recommended people floss every day as a way to prevent gum disease and cavities. But the government has quietly dropped its recommendation, acknowledging the effectiveness of flossing has never been officially researched. The Associated Press reviewed 25 studies that say the case for flossing is weak and very unreliable. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. But, of course, Linda is on sabbatical on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'm here with Eric Whitstone, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, a friend, and been co-host before.
Good morning, Carl.
Really happy that you're here with
us. Good to be here.
Well, we like it. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob.
Sunny skies for your Tuesday, the high around 102 degrees, and overnight low will be in the mid-60s. The temperatures will diminish as we head towards the end of the week. By the weekend, we will be out of the triple digits. Some clouds moving in, maybe a thunderstorm possible, which is not good news this time of year. Right now in Redding, we're looking at 72 degrees. Shasta Lake dropping about 0.5 foot per day. It is currently 38 feet from the top. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a local company where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, of course. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be there Thursday, 7 to 9, singing. There's going to be a lot of people there. If you get there a little bit early, 6:30, make sure you get your seats. And then, of course, wonderful, wonderful food there. Steak and lobster for $22. And it's a good steak and lobster. Plus all the other things you can get. Linda's got a whole band, her Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, but she's got extra people coming in. Joe's bringing his sax there. I think Lou White's going to stop by with a clarinet, plus other things. A lot of surprises are going to be this Thursday at Elements Lounge. Give them a call at 243-3377. 243-3377. And join us down there. It's going to be crowded, and it's going to be a big time and a lot of fun. Okay. I'm here, like I said, with Eric Whitstone. But we're here with our guest here is Randall Hempling. And Randall Hempling, if I was going to describe what he's done in his life, people would that know Randall Hempling, and he used to be the CEO out there at Shasta, would never know that this man, well, they might understand if you're a Marine because you're tough. You're a tough guy. And, well, you are. You're a tough guy. And but they would never know this, you know, you've got truck driving in your past and you rode your motorcycle clear across country without a windshield. Now, that to me,
that was the second time in 2000 I went 7,887 miles.
Well, how far did you go this last time?
Oh, the last time it was only about 3,300
miles. 3,300 miles. Now, this was after, though, a bout that you had with...
yeah, it's after my cancer.
Your cancer.
Yeah.
So he rides it clear across country without a windshield. I used to do that when I was in my 20s and 30s.
That's what faces are for.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why my face was kind of spread out, but you made it through there. And then, the things that people probably don't know about Randall Hempling, though we've kind of talked about it a little bit, is that one time you were a professional gambler.
Oh, no.
Nope.
I was a professional poker player.
Professional, that's right. I'm sorry. You're right. A professional poker player. There's a big difference.
Yeah, well, if you list it on your IRS forms when you're doing your taxes, it is considered professional. You have to put professional gambler. I never had to really do that because I was a casino employee.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2000, 2001, yeah, in Las Vegas. I'd been CEO of one of the hospitals there for Tenet. You remember Tenet?
Yeah, I remember Tenet.
You know, that made such big problems up here. And they had actually asked me to do similar things that were going on up here, and I refused, and therefore they thought my employment with them was no longer needed, which was great. But I had a non-compete, which meant that I couldn't work.
They paid you not to work.
Yeah, they paid me not to work. Paid me a year's salary not to work. And so during that time, I said, I was single. And I'd always wanted to be a poker dealer or a casino dealer. So
who doesn't?
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like a great life. Well, it's not such a great life, but I went to school, became a poker dealer, and then was hired by the Stratosphere Casino as what's called a prop, which is someone who plays with their own money, my own money, but I was paid a full-time salary, which gave me benefits. Most dealers in Las Vegas are on what's called the extra board, which means they don't get full-time salaries, they don't get benefits, so it's a pretty rough life unless you've been there long enough to be full-time.
Yeah.
So I went right in full-time, which is what I needed. So they paid me to play, but I ended up dealing most of the time at the Stratosphere. And then in their wisdom, the Stratosphere closed their poker room. They closed it exactly 6 months before the big poker boom took off, you know, with the Internet.
When it went into all the World Series of Poker.
Millions of dollars that were flowing related to that. So they closed that, and I went to work for Stations Casinos. Most people that go to Las Vegas are familiar with Boulder Station and Palace Station and all the other stations. They own six casinos down there. So I went to work for them as a prop player. They paid me to play, so I would be there in the morning and
people would have somebody to play with.
Somebody to play with, and you wouldn't know I'd be dressed just like I am now. You wouldn't know that I was, paid to play there unless you asked, and they have to say that they do use them. And if they would ask, someone walk in and say, "Do you have props here?" And they say, "Yeah," they point me out. And you don't, as a prop, you play, again, with your own money, which is that you're at risk. And you're even more at risk because you can't play your A game. You can't, I'm not going to say. I can't do a lot of intricate, tricky types of things that I might do in a tournament to you, the local casual player, because I don't want to anger you. So I might as well play with my cards face up in that. But if you just play conservative.
I never knew that. Well, we've talked about this before, but I didn't know that. So you would just not want to take advantage of because they weren't pros.
If I raised, I had a good hand. I wasn't going to be bluffing. There was virtually no bluffing in that because we were just playing a limit game no more than $8 in any given bet. So it was smaller stakes, but people were, there was a lot of money spreading around. But it was a perfect gig for over a year. I'd go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday through Friday and be off at 2:30 in the afternoon. I got all my meals and benefits. It was just great. And then I got
Bob's over here going, "Hey, Bob, let me tell you, it's not as easy as it looks." And we're going to talk about that in a while, too.
And then I went back into the hospital business, CEO, and got married. So my life literally
changed.
Many ways to the better, but there are parts of that life.
There was something about that. To me,
7:30, 2:30, and playing poker all day, and then I get off, and then
you take breaks. You take breaks, have lunch,
go play golf. Yeah.
Do they give you breakfast too?
Oh yeah. See, I would get there about 6 and have breakfast because it was breakfast. Free meals at Station Casino. It was free meals for employees as long as you were on shift. So I would have breakfast, and about 10:30, I'd have a nice lunch, and about 2:30 when I got off, I'd have a little something to eat. And that's all I needed.
A little
all day.
Snacky, there to go, and then you go out and lay in the sun or whatever.
They were great.
Did.
They were great to their employees. That's why they were the one casino that did not go union. Because they were very good. They very good to their employees. They took care of their. They took care of me. They took care of everybody.
Did you make money at this?
I did,
but not like you.
Not
because
not
you
lots
could. You
money.
Wouldn't. You would not take advantage.
I made
of
most
people.
Of my money from dealing because they could give you tips. And back then it was quarters. You had to cut quarters out of the game, and people would tip you 50 cents or up to $1.50 or whatever in quarters. And then you'd put those. I had a vest that I would keep those in. Like a hunting vest, and I'd have that sitting there. And I'd walk out of there weighing 20 pounds more than and they'd have to count all these quarters.
All that non-claimed quarters there.
Yeah, I used to go home. I was making minimum wage about $5.15 an hour. I think that's what they were paying. But I would make about $120 a day. Plus my minimum wage, plus the stuff. So when you're a single guy living with my girlfriend in her apartment, who's now my wife. She was very generous. So
she's such a great person.
She is. She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
But
I had committed at the time. I was not going to. I would not ask her to formally. We were engaged. But I wasn't going to ask her to formally marry me until I got back into a legitimate job. Which is. And some people don't necessarily think hospital CEO is a legitimate job.
I'm not sure. I'm going to say that was a step down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about that, but I want to talk
about the gambling because you've been in the big ones. You've been in, and a lot of people will never understand how this thing works. But that's why I think it's kind of interesting to talk to you about it. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Now, Budget Blinds, what can they do for you? Well, this is why we should have had Budget Blinds earlier. They're over coming over Monday, by the way, is because Budget Blinds can put up these solar screens now that hang down and cut the amount of sun that comes into your house by, oh, I don't know, large percentages. Everybody I talk to that's had them says it cools your house off immeasurably, and it cuts your electric bill by using the right types of screens and window coverings. And so Brian's coming over on Monday, and we're going to talk about doing this, about the solar screens. Best thing about solar screens is REU will give you a rebate, or can give you a rebate, up to $500. So, again, here's REU saving you money, saving you, wants to help you save your cost of electricity for your on your for your air conditioner, and then wants to turn around and raise your rates because too many people are saving that. But that's a political side, and I won't get into that. Budget Blinds is the guys to use. Jerry knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. He and his crew, they're going to have put blinds up that fit, or window coverings that fit your budget and your decor. They want the best for you. Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. And we'll tell you everything that goes on with it when on Tuesday, after they're here Monday. We'll be right back with Eric Woodstrom, my co-host, and, of course, Randall Hempelin, our guest.
Looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold. always know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Wickstrom. Eric, of course, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, is my co-host today.
Great to be here.
Oh, it's always good to have you here. And of course, Randall Hempling, who has had such a storied life. And one of them, of course, besides being the former CEO of Shasta Regional, is also a professional poker player.
It was.
Not, it was.
Yeah.
And still plays, but not a gambler. So,
but no, I play, and every now and then I take a gamble. But yeah, it's a little more calculated.
And we just heard about, you know, how what he was doing earlier in his life, but now, I mean, he's retired.
Right.
But you always would go back though to the big games.
Yeah.
The World Series.
Yeah, I always go back to the World Series. They had. Most people think it's that big thing they see on television, the great big one, everybody pays $10,000. But there are actually 69 events at the World Series. It goes on for 6.5, almost 7 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Starts 30th of May and runs through like the 8th or 9th of July. All types of events, all types of games.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's played Hold'em, which you're familiar with, just the song we just heard.
Yeah.
But all other games, other amounts. There's one tournament that you can buy in for $100,000. Needless to say, that's not for everybody. but the main event is the $10,000 buy-in. It's about 6,500 players in that. I've never played in the main event, primarily because I've been working, and it takes, if you're going to go and do the whole thing and you're fortunate enough to survive, you're going to be there 9 days.
Okay, well, let's talk about this, because you start out with, how many people did you say, 6,500?
Yeah, in the main event. I played this year in an event called the Colossus, which is the largest event that they've ever had. And it had 21,750 people in it, but it was only $565 to enter.
But that was in Vegas.
Yeah, it was in Las Vegas. That was the very first. That was actually the second event. The employee event is first, and the second was the Colossus. Yeah.
Okay, so how long does it take to get through that?
Well, they have six starting points, and each one is considered day one. So you had two starting points on a Friday, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. I entered the very first one, the A flight, so that I could, because I'm an old guy. I didn't want to be there. I certainly didn't want to play in the start at the 4 o'clock in the afternoon flight. This one started at 10 in the morning, and we finished about midnight. If you'd started at 4 in the afternoon, obviously it would finish about 4 o'clock the following morning. So I wasn't going to do that. So I played in that event. And then day two was actually the fourth day. So you'd have to be there 4 days even to get to day two if you were going to survive it. Yeah.
So what happened?
I survived day one. There were 3,400 people in my flight, and 121 of us survived and went on to day two.
Okay.
We got in the money, as they say. We cashed about 11 o'clock that night, and then we bagged up our chips at midnight and played the next, we came back for Monday. And about 800 people of the 21,000 or so made it to day two.
Uh-huh.
And then I went out in a blaze of glory.
In a blaze of glory.
Yeah, I had a pair of aces, and this guy had a pair of kings, and I got it. We got it all in, which is exactly what I want. The odds are like 7-1 or 6-1 in my favor, but he caught a king, and I was out. But I came in 390th.
Out of 21,000?
21,500, yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
Then I went back and played in the seniors event, and I didn't cash. Played very well, but didn't cash. And then the super seniors event, I played in that and didn't cash. But again, all I want to do is play well. I do this as I'm always studying it. I'm always wanting to learn. I just want to play well and not make a critical error to lose. If fortune prevails for someone else, it never bothers me. I just chalk it up and go on. Because I've had good fortune. I've been against the odds at times and have won, so I don't begrudge anybody a victory like that.
Eric, I mean, do you play poker?
A little bit.
Oh, Eric's got he's got it all down.
Stop it! I've heard that you play.
I've seen him in a hoodie.
Hoodie and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Do you wear the hoodie and the sunglasses?
Yeah, he does.
I did for one tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, one practice. Well, no, it was a tournament.
Yeah.
I had a great instructor. Gave me a little bit of a coaching along the way. And then we had a Rotary tournament. against our rival Rotary.
And how'd you do?
Reading East Rotary won.
The last two times, yeah. Reading East has won. The first two times.
Now, I didn't win.
He did not win. But
Lisa Grassi did won.
Yeah, Lisa Grassi has won twice.
Last 2 years.
Is that right?
Reading East Rotary.
If you can tell by her name, that it was a young lady that won.
Yeah, not Grassi.
Yeah.
Not one of these guys, you know.
No.
And she was a first-time player the time before that she actually won, and then she won again this time because she listened to her instructor.
Well, now, I've talked to Randall about this, and he gave me four books, which are still sitting next to my bed, and I'm reading them. I'm going through them, but these are like, you know, one of them is Poker for Dummies. Okay, I love that one. I've also got Coding for Dummies, you know, this kind of thing. So, you know. Oh, that's basic. But into it is really the Zen of poker. I mean, I think that's the title of it. The Zen of poker player. And you think that, poker is this. It's not. I mean, there's so many things to it.
Yeah.
So many nuances. And you're reading about Zen. You got to become like one with the cards. Be the cards. I mean, and I'm there going, okay, I'm being the cards, and I'm looking back. You know, and I want to yell, you know, all in. Well, on a pair of deuces, but I'm not going to do that. But the idea of poker playing it has exploded.
Well,
I don't know if it's got kind of starting to taper off, but gosh.
No, it is staying up there. And one of the reasons it's staying up there is that psychologists and physicians, other people are beginning to realize that it is an exercise for the brain. It is problem solving. It's quizzing. It's all the things you need to do to keep your brain active so that I don't know how much you can prevent Alzheimer's or other forms of, you know, loss of memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I play poker regularly with a guy that's 91 years old, and he's just as sharp as ever. And we got another fellow who's sick. He's quite ill, but he comes most days and plays, or most evenings and plays, even though he's in hospice, because his mind is just as active as it's always been, and it keeps him going, and he's as tricky and as good as he's ever been at the game. I mean, he really pays attention. And Eric knows if you're playing, it's not a card game.
Have to pay attention.
No, it's strategy.
Everything going around.
It's a people game.
Where you're seated, where the deal is.
Yeah, it's a people game played with cards.
What everybody else is doing.
And, you know, talking about you have to know people. And I mean, when you look at a player across from you, I mean, the first few hands I'm sure is that you're just trying to get a feeling of who it is if you don't know them. And how they play.
The toughest thing to do in a poker game is to pay attention. You tend to want to have your mind wander, but you watch the really great poker players on television. Like they're really paying attention to everything that's going on, not just when they're in the hand, because they've got to figure it out. They've got to see what people do, and it's there have been several books now written on how playing poker is very much like business and business acumen. You have to know your own limits. You have to know your ability. You have to literally know what your stack is, how many, you know, what you can invest in something. You have to be able to know what the other person does in certain situations so that you can, if you want to take advantage, you can take advantage, but so that you can strike the best deal. And the whole idea is if you take a loss, get over it. You know, a business
gone.
You can't hold a grudge.
Nope.
You can't, you know, you beat me with some god-awful thing.
The whole thing is tactics.
Well, yeah.
But you're right, though. You could do everything exactly right, and somebody beats you on because they're playing stupid but they catch a card.
Well, if the odds are 10 to 1 against you on something, it means that 1 out of 10 times it's going to happen.
That's true.
You know, it's like a disease or anything else.
That's
if the odds are 50-50, it is what it is. So it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's just going to happen less often than something else.
And if something's 80% in your favor, just remember 20%.
Yeah.
2% of the time, or 2 out of 10 times, it's not going to work.
And that song, the Kenny Rogers song?
Yep.
You got to know when to hold them, got to know when to fold them.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing when to fold them is the biggest asset you can have in poker.
Wow.
Knowing where to minimize your losses, because you assume, you know, random distribution is going to give everybody the same hands over time.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know when to lay my big pair down against the way you're betting. You know, I've got to know when to minimize my losses. And that's the same in business.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes you just make a decision and cut and run. You just say, okay, we're just going to, you know, we're not going to pour. Well, Eric's a banker. He knows that there are times that he has to tell somebody, I can't put any more money in this.
Yep.
It's not going to work out. You're proven that you're on a downhill slide. Let's minimize and mitigate the damages and go on. Same thing in poker.
And walk away from it.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to.
Not putting more into it.
It's not going to do any good.
But sometimes the risk and the reward are so good that you go ahead and you take the risk. And the banks do that at the same time. You know, they take the risk business. Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Randall Hemplin, who is, besides being a very successful businessman, and he's retired from that, is a professional, well, not professional anymore, but a poker player.
It's my avocation.
Where he goes to the big ones in Las Vegas, where he finished 321st out of 21,000 people. That's great.
I did well at the Wind River, the World Poker Tour last November, too. We tied for first. In the first event, the first big event, and then came in 13th in the main event. So that was good. That paid off my commitment, my initial commitment to One Safe Place for the capital campaign.
There you go.
You know, I had a 5-year commitment, and I paid it off all from my friends at Wind River last year.
8:30 in the morning, right. Perfect. Here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's that not just has coffee, but also cold drinks, all types of beer, wines, and other things that you can buy there at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is filled with cigars that have great taste and value. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. We'll be right back with Randall Hempling and Eric Woodstrom.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Well, that was quick. Usually you play it a lot longer. What's going on there, buddy?
You were on a roll.
My mojo's going. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 72 degrees going up to 101 today. 101. Don't leave any carbon-based life forms in your car if you want them to be there when you get back.
Or gummy vitamins.
Or gummy bear vitamins. Or anything that has to do with that can melt. It will melt. And the story about the people that caught the woman shopping and left her kids in a car that was 133 degrees. And she was angry because the cops had come. Angry about it. Hey, anyway, 101 degrees. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great, great haircuts, the best in the world. Okay, I've expanded it out to best in the world. I used to just say best in the North State, and then it was best in California. Now it's best in the world. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And speaking of Athens Avenue, you have Classic Cafe there, too. Millie and Kathy. And the best chipped beef on toast you're going to find anywhere. I mean, because I've brought in three or four people that have eaten this stuff their whole lives in different ships and bases and all these places, and they all say the same thing. Oh, it's
different
great.
When you're forced to eat it.
Yeah.
When you can actually buy it and you want to buy it.
Yeah. Like can't find it anywhere. Yeah. Well, you can find it down at Million Cathy's right there off of Bassett Street in the Classic Cafe. Okay. I'm here, of course, with Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, who's my co-host.
Good morning.
And, who is, I didn't realize this, but had taken poker lessons from Randall Hempling, our guest.
Yeah.
Now,
as did many of the people at Reading East Rotary. And they don't mess with them.
Don't mess with them.
No,
they're in there.
They actually have a regular group that plays now, and they've actually played in some tournaments, and they're taking it on. They're finding that their minds are expanding a little bit, and they're understanding the when you play it well. Uh-huh. And you really figure it out. You take great pride in it.
Oh yeah, well, it's like anything.
Yeah.
The fact is that seeing Eric in a hoodie and sunglasses was worth the.
Well, he was very intimidating.
He looked. He's a big guy anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Randall, you brought me a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That is now being displayed in the studio. Vote Wig. Wigs to the rescue. You couldn't possibly do worse.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
You couldn't possibly do
worse.
What? Okay, now wigs, of course, are back from the...
R-E-U and U, powerful together.
It's Lady Bod and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bod. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of August. It is 72 degrees, going up to 101 today. The rest of the week is going to be not quite as hot, actually down in the 90s this weekend. But 72 now, going up to